This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. The festival of colors Holi was celebrated across the country today with vibrant hues, music and festive joy. The festival symbolizes the victory of good over evil and marks the arrival of spring. Holi also conveys a message of equality and fraternity as people from all sections of society, regardless of caste, creed, age or gender, come together to celebrate with great enthusiasm. BJP President and Union Minister JP Nadda celebrated Holi festival at his residence in New Delhi. On the occasion, party workers and others joined him in the celebrations and extended the greetings to each other. Delhi BJP Chief Virendra Sachdeva also graced the event. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta has also extended her wishes for the Holi festival. In Uttar Pradesh, the joy of Holi was visible across the state from Braj Mandal to Ayodhya Dham. In Madhya Pradesh, Holi festivities were in full swing. City squares, streets and neighbourhoods in the state are replete with colours since morning. In Gujarat, the festival of Holi Dhuleti was celebrated with great zeal and fervour. The 89th meeting of Network Planning Group under PM Gati Shakti today evaluated key infrastructure projects in the road, railway and metro sectors. The group evaluated 8 projects, 4 in road, 3 in railway and 1 metro. The project involves the development of the existing road into a 2-lane highway along the Darugiri to Dalu section of NH62 in Meghalaya. The 32-kilometer-long brownfield project of the Ministry of Railways addresses increasing passenger and freight congestion along the Mumbai, Pune, Solapur, Wadi, Chennai corridor. The Rajkot Metro project is a greenfield urban transport initiative aimed at reducing congestion and providing a sustainable mode of transport in Rajkot, Gujarat. The Commerce and Industry Ministry said these initiatives are expected to boost logistical efficiency, reduce travel times and deliver significant socio-economic benefits across regions. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that he had a forward-looking discussion with U.S. Trade Representative Jamieson Greer on a mutually beneficial bilateral trade agreement. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said the government's approach will be guided by India First, Vikasit Bharat and the Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. Last week, Mr. Goyal visited Washington and held trade talks with his U.S. counterparts. These deliberations assume significance as India and the U.S. are planning to negotiate a bilateral trade agreement. In a move to boost India's mining sector, the Ministry of Mines, in collaboration with the Government of Goa, has launched India's first ever auction of exploration licenses. Union Minister for Coal and Mines G. Kishan Reddy and Goa's Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant unveiled the initiative at a landmark event in Goa. The auction will focus on 13 exploration license blocks covering critical minerals such as rare earth elements, zinc, copper and diamond. This transparent online bidding process aims to accelerate systematic exploration and reduce India's dependence on mineral imports. China, Russia and Iran have called for an end to end discussion U.S. sanctions on Iran and restart of nuclear talks. Representatives of the three nations who met in Beijing today emphasized the necessity of terminating what they called all unlawful unilateral sanctions. In a joint statement, the three countries reiterated that political and diplomatic engagement and dialogue based on the principle of mutual respect remains the only viable and practical option for resolving the issue. China's Vice Foreign Minister Ma Zhaoru read a joint statement flanked by Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Ryabkov Sergei Alexievich and Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Ghazem Gharibabadi. The IMD has forecast heat wave conditions at isolated places over Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Vidarbha, Gangetic West Bengal, Telangana and Andhra Pradesh during the next 2 days. India's challenge has ended in the All India Open Super 1000 Badminton Tournament in Birmingham. Lakshya Sen lost to China's Li Shifeng in the quarterfinals today. The women's doubles pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand also went down in quarterfinals 14-21, 10-21. And with that, we end this news bulletin.